So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies.
Hi, this is Michaela. Welcome to my podcast, Vampire Book Club. There will be spoilers. In tonight's episode, I have a guest, Janika, with me.
Hey there. I'm so happy to be here to talk about more Klaus.
Okay, but we're talking...
Yes, we're talking about Lucien, but Klaus is still always in the mix.
Today's episode, we're going to be talking about Lucien Castle, and Klaus is definitely in the mix. Always a good time talking about Klaus.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about one of the best villains, other than the Michelsons themselves, in the TVDU. At least that's my opinion. So, what do you think about him?
About Lucien?
Yes. Well, did you like him? Did you care for him?
I did. So, when I watched this show the very first time, of course, I was younger, so everything is Team Klaus. Like, oh my gosh, someone is getting the best of him. But re-watching some of it as an adult, I now kind of understand Lucien a little bit more, and I kind of side with him.
Yeah, I can see that. I definitely don't think every choice he makes is great, but I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah. And I do love his brilliance. Like, he outclassed them in every way.
Yeah, and he even says it in his commercial, like his ad for his Kingmaker land development thing. He's like, I don't even know what he says, but it's something like, like, listen to the advice of your superiors. And then best them, pretty much.
I call him, like, Klaus 2.0 because he is what Klaus wishes he could be.
Yeah, and he wanted to just be better than Klaus. I think that he comes... Because I think, like, his really... Like, his humble beginnings and his... He was born into, basically, servitude. He was a servant because of his father's debt. He was in love with a child who they didn't know any better until they got older. Like, they were both children. Mm-hmm. And when they got older, they realized they were from different sides of the... I don't know what to call it, but... The castle, I guess.
Different side of the tracks in the castle.
Yeah. And so, like, she got rejected. I mean, he got rejected by her. And he kind of just saw these people who are above him and better than him and in a higher stature than him do awful things to all these other people, where he was so okay with bringing the Michelsons into their kingdom and didn't care. He literally says, I don't care if you kill the lot of them.
Yes, I agree. He did have very humble beginnings, very reminiscent of Marcel. And I feel like Klaus just is drawn to, of course, those kinds of people, given his own past.
He was kind of Cinderella in his family.
Yes.
In a way.
Yeah, yeah.
So to speak.
And he's drawn to those people who, like, are just in these situations that they can't help, and they're born into. Just like he was born into, you know, his family not having a choice. So it's an interesting parallel between Lucien and Marcel to Klaus.
I would agree. I didn't see that the first time around, but the more I watched it, the more I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the I wasn't more really... I think about it, the more it's like, huh.
Interesting.
These little nuggets that they keep dropping.
I know.
And obviously, Lucien's hot. But in real life, I feel like he's short.
He might be, but that doesn't mean he's not hot. He just might not be your type, short men. They can't change their height.
Oh, no. He's a short king. I'll take him, though.
How tall is he?
I don't know. That is a good question.
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, he's 5'9".
That's still kind of short, but it's taller than me, so fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, it's taller than me, but if I were to wear, like, my Hoka shoes or something, like, we'd be on par.
How tall are you?
5'5".
Okay. I'm like 5'4".
Oh, you're so little.
I'm the tallest of like all my friends.
Oh my god. Oh, he was okay. So he was born in Australia.
Makes sense. His accent is definitely gives off those kind of vibes.
Oh, and
he speaks like Rebecca.
Yes. And he was also okay, and something else. Never mind. He played a guy named Damon in another movie. So I was like, what?
Did you think he was in The Vampire Diaries?
No, I was like, wait, because I thought it was like saying him and Damon really did something, but no, he played a guy named Damon.
Gotcha.
Oh, and he graduated. Oh, he's 39. Okay. He's close to my age. I'm 35. Or, no, God, I'm 34. Good Lord.
I'm like, wait, I thought you were only a year older than me.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't even know. But,
were you born in 90?
Yeah. Best year ever.
Wouldn't know. Wasn't here for it.
I'm all about the even numbers.
Yeah, nothing. Both my date of, like, my month and my day are even, but nothing else.
Oh. Yeah. Poor baby. That's those Geminis for you.
I mean, not all of them.
True. Not all of them. But, so, what do you think about Lucien overall?
I think that he was my favorite villain in this, especially in this, like, yes, series, like, in the originals. I loved the way mm-hmm, other than, like, what's to come next, but that didn't really feel like a villain to me.
Yes.
It was more like, you deserve that, bitch. I'm referring to Marcel when...
Don't be a hater.
No, like, I'm saying Marcel is telling them they deserve that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like the Michelsons.
I do feel like maybe they could have gotten more, maybe another season with Lucien.
I really enjoyed him, and I really didn't want them to kill him off. He was fun. He was very fun.
Yes.
I loved his chemistry with Freya. I don't know if you picked up on that, but I couldn't not. I wanted, like, them to be a ship. I think she had way more chemistry with him than she does with Keelan.
I couldn't tell if he was playing her or not the whole time.
I know. I think that he might have. I don't really think he was. I think there was an interest, but he also, like, used her at the same time. He was, like, even in the end, he was like, you, my little minx. I don't know. He's like, oh. Like, thank you for making this, like, you know, fun and not, like, a easy slaughter.
A true Michelson.
Ah! Ooh. My fucking dad just scared the shit out of me. He knew I was podcasting, too. He's like, let me just... Luckily, it wasn't a live stream, am I right?
That would have been better.
I bet.
You know what, though? Okay, so I told you earlier, so I was drawing parallels between Lucien and Marcel. And so now that you mentioned Freya, so it's funny. The two...
They're sisters.
The two men that Klaus sired happened to fall in love, or I'm not going to say fall in love because we don't know if he really liked Freya, but like going after his sisters. That's funny.
I mean, what other way to target them?
True. Except.
But I mean, I don't think Marcel's was like that.
No. Yeah, he really loved Rebecca.
But I do think there was, like, I do think he was a romantic. I do think that Lucien is a romantic. And I think that. But he also goes after Cammy.
Yeah.
And plays little flirtatious games with her, too. So, I mean, he could have been playing her.
I would have loved to see. So if they kept him around a little bit longer, yes, to see him and Freya develop something and see that different side to Lucien of what he could have had with Aurora, maybe. They could have done so much more. They didn't have to kill him.
No, he was so good. But I think that at that point, like, they had to kill him because that was their only chance, and they had to use Davina dying to do so.
But also, Lucian is psychotic as shit for slicing his face like the Joker.
Well, he didn't do that.
He sliced his face in the mirror.
When?
Don't have me lying about what episode it was. But there was a moment where he, like, takes the knife and, like, just slices his face from side to side in the mirror.
Okay, I don't even fucking remember this, but I know other people do it. Maybe. I'm, like, having, like, a vivid...
Wasn't he a serial killer? Like, he was slicing people's faces?
Well, that ends up being Tristan from the Strix. Who did that to him. So when he turns into a vampire, he is like Aurora. Okay, first of all, he asks Aurora, like back in the castle days. I think it was like 12. It was like really like 11. No. It was not that long after they became vampires. It was 10 or like 1002 AD. I don't know if that's how you say it. It was in southern France. And so he was like at the castle. He becomes friends with Klaus. He's like, can you bring this love letter to Aurora for me? And Klaus didn't have the heart to break it to him that he was already in love with another. She was already in love with another. And told him that Aurora wouldn't accept his letter. And then Aurora comes back like, he doesn't give up on it. Klaus thought it was settled, like he forgot about it and he moved on. And then one day, Klaus and Aurora are hooking up. And Lucian walks in. And Klaus is sneaking in there. Like, he's not supposed to be in there at all because Tristan will kill him. He'll try to kill him. And then we have... So, like, Lucian sees this and he's like, you're not my friend. You know what kind of man this monster is? He's a monster. Blah, 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 blah. Like, freaking out about it. And then Tristan hears them. Where he might have even been seen coming in because he wasn't as stealth as Klaus, obviously. He was just a human. And didn't know he was supposed to be sneaky.
Yeah. So.
And then that's when Tristan catches him and ties him up and does that to his face. And then Klaus comes in feeling bad for him. And he stabs Klaus with a knife. And then that knife has Klaus. This is how they learn about their own powers, like the Michelsons. This is how they learn how to compel, like going into this civilization. And they cut his hand. Like the knife cuts Lucian's hand. And Lucian, it starts to heal. And both him and Klaus are like, what the fuck is happening right now? So that's kind of how he becomes a vampire. And then he's like, I'm like you now. Because he thinks that. And he's like, of course I wasn't.
I just sent you the video of Lucian slicing his face in the mirror.
Okay.
It's at 3:22. But
I saw the timestamp. Thank you.
It must be like a memoir for him or to remind him why he's doing what he's doing.
I think there might have been a reason. I don't remember what it's even in context to.
That was a
but he totally. Stuff. It sounds like it. Dude, I've had this cough for like 3 weeks now. It's ridiculous. These damn kids.
That's why you need to go get that good cough syrup from the doctor.
I don't even fuck with cough syrup.
Girl, I'm telling you, like, I couldn't sleep when I had COVID. So, like, she gave me this cough syrup. And you're supposed to take only, like, a little bit. But I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to drink this shit out the bottle. And she was like...
Well, that will fucking knock you out.
She kept saying, she said it was supposed to last me for 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, it only lasted for a day and a half. Yeah, I was drinking that shit. And I don't really know what being high, quote unquote, feels like. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know the feeling, but I was like, oh, I feel nice. Everything's a little dizzy, but you know, it's right.
That's probably, you probably do know the feeling then.
I probably do now. Yeah. Who knew?
The hell was I gonna, what were we talking about before this?
Lucian.
Yeah, well, So I think he gave himself this last name because, like, at that time frame, last names were not common. And they were, like, especially in France, they weren't used regularly. And neither were Viking last names. That's why it's Michael's son. Because it's, like, son of Michael. Not sure why Rebecca's is Michael's son, but whatever. And Michael probably came from Michael. And he's probably Michael's son as well.
Interesting. You know what, though? They could have gotten away with another season of, like, going back in time. When, like, in the castle when they're learning
about... The flashbacks?
Like, yeah, like, an entire season of, like, just flashbacks. But, like, I don't remember if they ever... How did they discover that a werewolf bite will kill a vampire, but Klaus's blood will heal it?
Well, I don't think that it healed it until he did the, until he broke the curse that his mother put on him with Elena in Mystic Falls.
But that can't be so, because he is bit, like, how did he know when he bit Elijah in the originals that...
Well, because Elijah is immune to it, just like Klaus, all the originals are immune to it.
Yeah, but how do they know that? Like, I don't remember them ever... Like, how would they know that they're immune to a werewolf bite?
They just, I don't know,
to be honest. Right, so that's what I'm saying. Like, they could have got away with another season of flashbacks of just that stuff. Yeah, like, how do they discover about the wolves and, like, their immunity to the wolves? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. They could have given us literally anything in 1,000 years. They could have given us any type of fucking flashback. They probably got bit by a wolf over time. Like, because they're... Or Klaus probably bit them out of rage. They must, like, Klaus is a wolf. I don't, like.
Yeah, there's just so much there that they could have done prior to, like. So, I was wondering, after Lucien, how could they make the next big bad, right? Like, because obviously each season.
They fucked the show up after Lucien, and they did it all for legacies. They fucked both shows up, and I hate it.
Because it's just like. I was wondering, what are they going to do after, like, Lucien is big, big bad, right? So, like, what could you possibly do after that? And so, like, they could have gone in so many directions that it's just like, ugh, why didn't they think of these things?
Yeah, totally. I like what they did, though. I like what they did with Lucien. Like, if Lucien had to die, I like that it was Marcel that got to take on his serum.
Yes.
And take, like, because... First of all, like, if we're talking about, like, which upgraded original is stronger, obviously Lucien is stronger, but Marcel knows the Michelsons better and can take them, like, I think he's more capable of taking them down.
Is Lucien stronger than Marcel?
Yes, because he's older.
Oh, true, okay.
Age. By default.
Age, okay. But, okay, so let's... It is funny that Marcel got to take it on because, again, there's that string, that attachment between them, right?
Like, I know. That's why it was very interesting that you said that.
I love the parallels between them now that I, like, have started really thinking about it.
They're good. They're good. There's a lot of them.
Yes. And then Marcel feeling bad about basically how Klaus abandoned him, abandoned Lucien. So he's like, so
this he was very.
Yeah. It's a pattern. Like, so you
he related to that.
Yes.
He's like, you created Lucien. Maybe you're the villain in his story. And then, boom, Elijah rips his heart out.
Because they're always the villains in everyone's story.
Yeah, except for, well, not everyone's.
What? Who? The only villain that they aren't is to Hope or some shit?
Caroline. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but still.
Haley.
They were bad to Haley for, like, Klaus tried to kill her entire family and then ripped out her husband's heart.
Klaus didn't rip out her husband's heart. Oh, but Klaus is an asshole. Elijah never did. The moment Elijah saw her, he was like, she's family, always and forever. But Lucien is just, like, really, like, he kills it. He's very manipulative. He's very witty. I think a lot. He's very jealous. And a lot of these things turn into like, I think when he turns into a vampire, all of this shit gets amplified because he just becomes wittier and classier and sexier. And he literally creates a prophecy that kills the Michelson. Right. Or, like, finds a prophecy, searches for it until he finds it.
Which, that doesn't really make sense. How do you search for it and then find the prophecy that you want?
Want the end result to be the same. He doesn't know how it's going to play out. He just knows he wants those motherfuckers dead.
He should have just been the one to create it in general.
So what did you think about, did you see, like, the part where Haley and Klaus find his facilities?
Refresh my memory.
Okay. So there is, like, these, so basically he's engineering. So if, did you see when he got bit by the werewolf by Jackson bites him?
Yes.
Because Haley's, he's like, basically calls Haley a tramp.
Yeah.
And Jackson's like, ah. And so he says, Klaus is like, oh, hit me up for that cure. Like, if you want the cure, come by and I'll give you my blood. And he's like, oh, I didn't get bit. And he lies to them because he cured it himself. And right there, that should have been a red flag. Like, mm-hmm. Why are you fucking lying? He's like, well, I just didn't want to tell you because I didn't need your cure. It seemed pointless when I can cure it myself.
Right.
And then you're like, how the fuck is he curing it himself? Like, he has a syringe.
Well, but also...
So he engineered it. He took 7 different werewolf venoms. Yes. From all the werewolves, he had them trapped, and he had a vampire that he injected it into over and over until she finally died.
But you know what I give Lucien credit for? Not just existing in the world as a vampire, not just kind of whimsing his way through it, but, like, owning it as he goes, like, having these ideas and actualizing them, I think kind of set him apart from the Michelsons in that respect. Like, he had a mission. He wasn't aimless. I feel like the Michelsons are aimless, right?
So yeah, totally, they are. I agree.
And I like that Lucien had a plan.
His plan was just to get Aurora, I think. Everything, I think, was driven by that one thing. Like, if he's better and he's a higher stature, Aurora will want him.
And that's
which fine. Isn't...
But the fact that he, like, you want to build a company and make these serums and have all these plans and this money. Like, I don't know. He was just very smart. And then to stay under the Michelson radar the entire time that you're doing all of this, he was very smart.
He was very smart and he was very witty and he was very, he figured it out. And he, like, he even says, like, I'm trying to find where I wrote it down what he says. Oh, it says, listen to the advice of your superiors, then do better. Study the weaknesses of those who outrank you. Eliminate them from your own experience. Authority is meant to be challenged. Great achievers refuse to stand in the shadows. And that's literally his motto. And that's what he does.
I think I need to put that up on my mirror.
He's very ambitious. He has goals. He's like, I'm going to achieve them and I'm doing it.
Yes.
And he did study their weaknesses. He figured out, like... He figured out Cammy was a weakness, and that Cammy's weakness was also that cop friend of hers that I can't remember his name. And he also keeps his friends close and his enemies closer.
Mm-hmm. And he's very, like, charming. And he knows how to acclimate in the world around him.
Yes.
But his downfall is his arrogance.
He definitely underestimated Freya.
And it's that thing of, what is it, like, love, like, you know, that corny thing they do in Disney shows or movies where they're like, love is, like, your biggest weakness, but love is also your biggest strength.
I think they do that in the show quite often, actually.
Yeah. Yes. So, like, that was his downfall, not realizing that, like, no matter what you do to this family, they're always going to stick together.
Yeah. Freya definitely, because this season, like, is where she really began to become part of their family. In season 2, she was fighting Dahlia, and they weren't really sure whose side she was on. So this is where you see she actually is a Michelson, and they make comments about it, like, several times. And she, because she wanted this family more, like, more than they did, I think, because she never felt that belongingness.
Well, common theme.
Yeah, totally. And he was, like, believable when he was saying all this shit, too.
He is. Like, you just didn't know whether to trust. You wanted to trust him, but, like, in the back of your mind, you were like, nah. But then there were moments, too, where I was like, Klaus, just trust him. But, like, when I first watched it, I'm like, he obviously has your best interest at heart because he doesn't want you to die as his sire.
And then, I know, and that's what makes you believe him, too, because, like, they're connected. But he knows. He must know about, like, them unsiring them before they even do it.
Yes.
He's working with the Strix from the beginning. Well, at least Tristan runs the Strix at this point.
Yeah. I mean, he's smart to stay with Tristan and Aurora. And even up to the reveal of, like, yeah, he's working with Tristan, but obviously he can't trust him. Like, all of that is like, yeah, I'm working against you, but I'm really not. I don't know, just the way he maneuvers himself in situations.
I know, and he thinks he's, like, just sitting there at Thanksgiving dinner while, like, Aurora, like, Tristan almost shanks Freya in the neck, and Elijah runs up on him, and he's like, whoa, this escalated quickly, and he's just laughing, just drinking his drink.
You gotta love a good villain with a good sense of humor.
And he plays it off like, I wonder if he, like, there's a scene where Haley finds him, Aurora, and before he goes in the Chamber de Shah or whatever, before whoever creates it, I don't know. But it's like Aurora, Tristan, Aya, maybe. She's not in there, but she helped create it, her witches, whatever. And then Klaus and Elijah show up while they're trying to do the unsiring spell, and then Stefan shows up. I love when Stefan and Lucien interact, too. I think they have chemistry.
And honestly, I don't even think they speak much, but I just wanted more of all of it.
I would have loved to see all of them together.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Like, just have a weird random crossover party where, like, Stefan, Klaus, Damon, Elijah, Alari, like
that. I would have liked Damon to come to this one. That would have been cool.
Like, just all of them get together at some weird party and, like, have a night on the town. Like, I would watch that.
That would have been fun. Just for the fucking fuck of it. The yeah. sake. Like, just yeah, why not?
Throwaway episode. But, you know.
But so, Healy.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I go for it.
You go ahead.
I was thinking, like, how you mentioned Lucien's humor. And again, he just reminds me of Klaus because I had actually just watched a part in season one where Marcel and Cammy meet, and Marcel finds out that Cammy's been compelled to be Klaus's spy or whatever. And just like, Klaus is like, the genuine awkwardness the awkwardness we're feeling here is genuine. And he's just so funny. Like, he has some really funny quips. And again, Lucien is like 2.0 Klaus.
Yeah, I agree. Except, like you said, he doesn't have family or like a support system to back him up like Klaus does.
I could, like, see him and Marcel, if they had been given the opportunity to get to know each other, they probably would
have. Oh, they could have done damage together. I think that his best option would have been to give Marcel the thing in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't have taken it then, not until Davina died, killing Lucien.
But you know what? So I had mentioned this before to you about Klaus sired Lucien when Klaus was like a young teenage dad, and he's like the best friend because they're growing up together, they're working their way through life together, so all of the bad habits that Klaus had, he's giving to Lucien. And then Marcel comes along when Klaus is a more matured adult, and he has him when he's like kind of got his life together, figuring things out, and Marcel gets the better side of Klaus, and it shows in kind of how they how their lives ended.
Yeah. I don't know if he was better, though. I think he was more paranoid at that point. But yes, I see what you're saying.
Like the more sophisticated version of him, like the more, like.
Okay.
Yeah. Less reckless to say. Well, and then the time period is looking different. But, you know. But it's a. I just love the dichotomy between it. What they really should have done was given us childhood flashbacks between Klaus and Lucien and Marcel and Lucien, like in the same episode, to just like maybe the same situation with different outcomes between the two. To see how Klaus parented one versus the other. Like, I would have watched that. I need to be a showwriter.
Write a fanfic.
Fanfics are so much work.
They're less work because they already have established characters than, like, your own story. You know what I mean?
This is true, but who's going to read it?
Me? I'll read it. You guys will read it too, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I'd have everyone having sex all day. Like, I don't know if anything would get done.
Well, I mean, you could write a story about that.
Oh, I would. Okay, so I could do your fantasy and have Stefan and Klaus get together and Klaus and Lucien get together. There you go.
I'm down, but that's like one of my favorite rebels. But like Klaus, Stefan, and Caroline would have to come first. So.
I could do that. Or you could do Marcel and Lucien in their upgraded states just biting each other and healing.
Yeah, so that's what I was like wondering too. Like if they bit each other, would that power kill them? Like if Aurora and Klaus, I mean, whatever his name is, Lucien, took it, would Lucien be like, if he bit Marcel or Aurora, whatever one had the serum, would that person die from those effects or would they heal?
That is a very good question.
We'll never know.
The only thing I don't love about the upgraded version, like, I know they have to do something to show us their eye color is different or whatever, but I don't love the red. It makes the upgraded version look more menacing, I guess.
I think that's what they're supposed to do, but I think their eyes were always red when they turned, except for Klaus's.
Were they red?
I think even like Damon and Stefan's are red.
I thought theirs was just blacker. It could be. I don't know. I think like I just noticed.
It is definitely enhanced, though. You can see the differences. I don't know if it's as red.
Yeah, it's just not my favorite look.
I can see that. It's scary.
I think I'm more. See, I'm back on a Twilight thing, like always. But I don't know. I don't love the red.
Are you a huge Twilight fan?
Yeah, I'm a vampire fan. If it's vampires, I love it.
I went to a Comic-Con the other day. Well, not the other day, but like a couple weeks ago. No, and
did not.
I'm going to send you the pictures. I didn't take any with them, but like I took some of them. What's her name? Ashley Green.
And you didn't tell me, Michaela?
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. What is this friendship come to?
I'm telling you now. Jeez. Better late than never, am I right?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you the pictures. I'm trying to find them. Hold on.
I see Twilight in pretty much everything that happens every day.
Interesting. I'm not a huge Twilight fan.
Ugh. What's, like, really the books. The books
will make I love the books.
Like, that's where my true passion and love comes from. The movies are just very cringy, and so I love them only because...
They could have casted Bella and Edward much better.
Oh, you're a hater, because Kristen was perfect.
I don't know.
Bella was just as annoying in the books as she was to watch on TV.
I just feel like their acting was like, eh.
Seeing Robert Pattinson and other things after that, I can see that. But a lot of the cast members, like, when they talk about the movies, they barely remember recording them. So.
I mean, I can see that. I don't even remember what day this was. Sorry.
You're fine.
I don't know how I didn't tell you this, though.
I don't know either.
You know, he keeps, like, Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to bring back up that slicing scene. I just remember seeing it, Lucien do it the first time. Like, when I first watched the series, and it just shocked me. I don't know why, but it did. And I think that's when I started to feel bad for him, because I was like, he obviously is psychologically tortured by something. So, it gives him a bit more humanity to me.
Yeah, he definitely, like, they kind of deserve this. Like, they, first of all, they made him, Tristan, and Aurora think that they were the Michelsons to run from Michael for a whole century.
And I forgot, did they say how they got out of it?
Yeah, the compulsion broke one day when whoever compelled them, like, died.
When who?
Like, I think it was Elijah, to be honest.
Oh, so, like, when he dies temporarily, then the compulsion breaks.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a long time to go without thinking, well, without dying and them never getting into a situation where he could potentially die.
And then they say that they're immune to it, like, they lost a whole century of their lives to compulsion, and now they became immune to it somehow. And they never really clarify if that's actually true, or if, like, I don't know. I wanted more of that. Mm-hmm. That's something they could have dug a little deeper into with some flashbacks.
He reminds me of Kai Parker, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In what way?
I don't know. I think just a dark, mysterious, super souped up, big bad.
Okay. Like, I don't really get those vibes.
No? Just the seasons, like, for me, I feel like the Vampire Diaries and the originals start to mirror each other a little bit.
Maybe. I just think, like, Kai Parker is, like, an absolute sociopath.
I meant just physically, not...
Okay.
Like, just a dark, brooding, like, but, like, funny, open personality. You didn't
specify, so I just wanted to, I was going on what I perceived it as.
I'm so stupid. I was like, why is Michaela texting me?
So slow. You're not slow.
I will be on the phone with someone and be like, why am I talking to this person?
So he creates all these different technologies, and we only see, like, we see him, like, coming up with a werewolf cure. He goes to the fucking ancestors and gets them to agree to help him with magic. Like, how the hell do you even contact the ancestors as a vampire?
Good question.
He's like, actually, they're the sanest bunch of people I've dealt with ever.
There's so much unexplored. Give us more.
Because, like, this also, like, the Strix played a big role in this season as well. Like, but there's no way that he didn't know what the Strix were planning, like, what Io was planning.
And... Oh, of course. He's just easy to play dumb.
And then when Finn is there and Finn's like, no, Elijah, don't burn the white oak. He literally convinces Elijah, like, he has it in his hands. Like, he could... And Elijah looks nervous for a second, like, fuck, is he going to kill us? Right. And he literally hands it to Elijah, like, oh, you're safe. I mean no harm to you. And then all of a fucking sudden, he's like, yeah, why don't we just give it to Freya? Freya, you can trust Freya with both of it. She'll go somewhere else. She'll bring it somewhere. And he fucking has Vincent, like, jump her, and he takes her. I like those scenes, though, where he's, like, dragging her out into the woods. And she's like, all that flirtation. Mm-hmm. And this is what you do for a first date. And he's like, we could have been.
So you bring up all of his technologies that he's come up with. Would you compare him to Catherine level genius.
Yes. That's literally what I wanted to say before, but I got sidetracked. When you were saying he's more like, I don't even know what you were saying, but somebody. But she, definitely. He is a planner. He has had all this time to plan. He's very just naturally witty. He literally got himself, his life saved. Like, he was able to convince the Michelsons to not kill him when they killed everybody at that point. And he was able to talk his way out of it. He must be a Gemini.
See, I'm not the only person who thinks he reminds me of Kai Parker. I see on Reddit.
Like, his looks. I can see his looks, but I thought you meant, like, his personality.
Oh, no.
His personality, I thought, like, definitely not like Kai Parker at all.
But also,
Kai's like, Kai will, like, cut you just for blinking the wrong way.
I love it. But
I love it too.
So I really like Lucien as a villain, but I kind of hate his motivation.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he's too, for me, like, it speaks of an emotional, which, I mean, all of the originals do everything out of emotions, but, like, you're going after this family, not really because they stole your life or whatever. It's literally because you want this girl. Or every time you get your feelings hurt, like, you're just plotting this revenge. I don't know. I could use a different motivation.
I think it's deeper than that. I think it's that he was born into a situation that he was stuck in that he felt trapped in every day, and he saw these people do horrible things to, like, all the people they cared about. And, like, use them for things. Like, he's seen him do. He says that to Klaus, and he says, like, and he feels trapped. And I think that Aurora was his really only hope of normalness. And he kind of held on to that and became obsessed. He's definitely obsessive. That's like Kai Parker.
So his, when he turned into a vampire, it amplified that obsession.
That's what I feel like.
But also, like, I don't know. I feel like he, it seems weird for someone to hold on to this revenge for so long. You want to be free. Like, the revenge was just another prison for him, another thing holding him. Like, he never really truly broke free of any of the confines that he had throughout his entire life.
Yeah.
Like, you have all the power in the world, and you're still,
you could have done so much better with it. But his main goal, I mean, he did achieve other things.
Yes.
He should have been selling that fucking werewolf gear to all the other vampires, but whatever.
Right.
But
you're so obsessed with getting even or getting revenge with your better, like, that
I think he wanted to beat his better because he wants Aurora. But yeah.
But where did it get you? Dead?
Yo, when Klaus, when he has Klaus locked up and Aurora is standing there and he's just like, he like says something to her. I feel so, and Klaus knows he's looking at, like, he has cameras in there. He's like, oh, well, why are you going to be with Lucien, who's never been, like, worth it, like the stable boy, until now? And she's like, well, I've accepted plenty of his gifts before. He's nothing but a means to an end. And, like, I feel bad for him, but, like, it's kind of funny. It's like how Lucien keeps bringing up Cammy at Thanksgiving dinner to get under Aurora's skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then she fucking takes her.
The wind is going hard over here.
Is it windy?
Oh, yeah. Like, super loud outside. But,
not here.
Lucky.
Yo, so I have planes going over my house, like, every 2 minutes. I don't live, like, that close to an airport. It was never this bad before. And randomly, I timed it last night. I literally sat there on my porch and, like, watched the planes fly over my house, like, It was under 2 minutes every plane, and I'm like, why?
Something. Well, I was going to say something important is happening, but no, it's people like to fly.
Yeah, but do they change, like, air highways or something?
They could have changed the flight path. And now you get to listen to it.
I mean, it doesn't really, I don't really hear it, but I see it. And I see it more so at night. Because, like, it's lit up.
What else are you thinking about, Mr. Lucian?
So, I like when... I like his... I just like how he's charming. I like how he's thought... He takes Rebecca's body. Or he... Like, he doesn't take Rebecca's body. But, like, I feel like he knew that was going to happen, too.
Everything's super planned.
And when he... I love the scene... I love how he gets Klaus on his knees for Haley. Mm-hmm. He's like, are you really going to measure, like, your pride again, for the mother of your child's life? Like, has her heart.
Your pride and then praying. Her mercy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But also, so the fight scene with Lucian and Klaus in, like, the parking lot, where Klaus uses Papa Tundi's blade. I feel like he was so scared in that fight because Klaus immediately pulled the blade out.
Before
he even saw Lucian. I was like, oh, well, this is different for you, sir.
He was a scared little bitch.
He really was. Like, because normally, like, he would have kept that daggered or hidden until he was ready to use it, but, like...
Well, not when he was chasing Rebecca, I guess.
I mean, because it's Rebecca.
Yeah, true.
But, like, you wouldn't usually let your adversary know that you have this instrument to hurt them.
And he's
like, let me pull this shit out before I even see this motherfucker. Just in case.
Dude, and he fucking tossed him around like it was nothing. Lucian just, and Cammy's sitting there like scared shitless. She runs to Elijah like, oh, fuck.
Wouldn't you be?
Klaus is, yeah.
Who can take down the mighty Klaus? Somebody. That's another time he was on his knees. Lucian got him in that position.
I know, but that was different. That was being tossed. He willingly went to his knee for Haley. I liked that. I'm not, like, even a Haley Klaus shipper, but it was just, like, respect for his baby mom. I liked a lot of their, like, co-parenting scenes that they had in this, like, when they go to find Lucian, like, when they figure out, like, Haley goes to see some little werewolf girl who she used to babysit for and, like, triggered her curse. Haley goes to make sure she's okay, and she tells Klaus, no, I'm going because this could be our daughter one day, and I hope somebody's there for her. And it's him. He's there for her. Because she's dead. Sorry. She's dead. But, like, so he, like, starts to trust Haley, and he's like, she's like, maybe if you would realize, like, you're the reason we're running right now.
Right.
Because you have never trusted anybody, and you do everybody dirty. And he gives hope to Hollis, which is, like, her boss or whatever, the guy that she, like, is giving her somewhere to stay, lay low. And he's like, well, you trusted her. You trusted him, so I'm trusting him. Baby steps. And they're just like, it's really cute. I love their little co-parenting moments and their little, like, bonding moments that they have over Camille and Jackson's deaths, over, like... But when you see that it kills Cammy, you're like, no, it's not... It's, like, Hope's blood will heal her or something. Like, his bite is lethal. Because Klaus's vampire blood doesn't heal it. It doesn't... Or is it Finn that dies first?
I think Finn does.
Right. Poor Finn, always getting brought into the show just to be the first example kill.
Oh my god, I would hate to be him. Oh.
I mean, at least he gets paid, I guess. The actor.
He is the oldest son and second child of Esther and Michael.
Yes. Freya is the first.
Freya is the first. Good God, why did I forget that?
Because he's not originally introduced. She's not. I mean, technically she is. Like, Elijah does mention her in season three. He goes, yeah, we had one die in the old world and one die in the new world. Like, our older sister died of the plague.
Oh, my God. Do you know his real name?
Who?
Finn.
I don't.
Casper.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad that I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. So, actually, going back to the last names. So, Esther is actually, it's Esther Michelson and Michael Aronson?
Huh?
Michael's last name is...
It's Michelson.
Why does it say different?
It's lying to you.
It's always lying.
I mean, everything on the internet's true, right?
This is true. It really is. He, blah, blah, blah. Michael. Why did it say different? Whatever. Fuck it.
Sorry.
I love how they all have the same crimes for the most
part. Like, what do you mean?
So I'm on Villains Wiki, and the type of villain he's listed is psych. This is Michael, sorry. Type of villain that Michael is listed is psycho vampire father. And then his crimes are murder, mass murder, terrorism, mutilation, assault, arson, property damage. I think that's every vampire at this point. Kidnapping, blackmail, theft, child abuse, psychological abuse, torture, enforced suicide, terrorism, attempted.
Yeah, but the difference is,
yeah,
his happens while he's still human, a lot of it. Not all of it.
It's just a very interesting thing.
Very. He was also a Viking.
He was also a Viking.
Did you watch True Blood?
Of course. We've talked about this.
Yeah, we have. I want to do an episode like who would win in a fight. Michael Michelson or don't like answer it now, but Michael Michelson or Eric Northman.
Oh, yeah. Bet.
What do you think? Okay, answer it now.
Eric. Because it's fucking Eric.
I know, but like here's the thing. They're both from like the same time, but the only difference is like the lore of Michael is like very different and he's like unkillable, where that's not true for Eric.
Eric can walk in the fucking sun now. Well, at the end of it.
Yeah, but like so can Michael from the beginning.
Okay. But it's
and if you stake him in the heart without anything that's not like white oak, he ain't dying.
Okay, but also it's Eric.
They're both ruthless.
He would get the best of Michael, I feel like, is very, is like brute force. Eric would use his brains.
I want to, we can talk about this another time, because I really want to do a full-ass episode of this. And I think I could.
Mm-hmm.
With notes and stuff. and I think it's, like, good, because I think that they're both, like, I think it's, like, a fair... Like, who, this versus that. Like, where a lot of them are like, duh, this person would sweep. But I think there can be, like, some good points on both sides.
Oh, yeah. But, like, I hate Michael, so.
I mean, he sucks, but. It is what it is. I mean, they're still both Vikings born around the same age.
I guess it's got to be tough to be a Viking parent. I mean, I guess you have to be tough on your children back then, but, like, Esther and Michael are just the poster children for, like, terrible parents.
Facts.
Yeah.
Poster children, poster parents,
Parents for how not to be. That's what CPS should put on, put up in their lobby. Do you identify with this person? Do you identify with that person? Please come to us for help.
You think they're the worst parents in all of TV?
No, but close.
I can see that.
Well, Esther made a whole fucking race of new people that murder the shit out of other people. Kind of. Because she didn't want her kids to die.
Mm. Yeah. She 100% created a plague for that lasted still to this day.
Talk about leaving a true legacy.
For real, though.
What else you got for me, for Lucian?
I don't even know.
When you put your mic back in front of your face. I don't know why you be playing with me.
I feel like that's like the most of him. I feel like we covered most of it, right?
Can't be. Let me see.
I mean, I want to talk about like his powers, I guess, a little bit more. I think like, so he's made of like 7 different werewolf strands, and he can take down originals. He can take down hybrids. Supposedly they say he would take down a hybrid if he, cause like in his serum. But I don't know if he would.
I would. I'm not.
The writers supposedly confirmed that, but like it ain't true unless it was actually written. Okay. Right. I just think, like, I guess if there's 7 strands and it, like, attacks your vampire strand, but you were born a wolf. So, I mean, if you can have a baby, why the fuck can't you have a fucking, like, why can't you be immune to this werewolf bite?
That is true. I would have loved to actually, so, an original against a hybrid is still, an original wins, right?
No.
No?
I don't know. So Tyler Lockwood says, when, because he's not even a, he's just a regular ass hybrid, not even an original hybrid. But he said he bites Nadia and he goes, new hybrid beats old vampire any day. So I don't know.
I wish,
because then we see Haley fighting some of the Strix and she seems to have a little more of a struggle, but like she was multi.
He did. Lucia and Haley struggled against Lucia. Well, Haley wasn't a hybrid. Yeah, she was a hybrid then.
Yeah, she was. She was only not a hybrid in the first season and in Vampire Diaries. Like, once Cope was born, that's when she turned, obviously.
Right. You know what was also weird about that, the thing with hybrids? If they're a hybrid, why is she dying in the sun?
She died in the sun because she wasn't a hybrid anymore.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, so Hope. Basically, Hope. There's, like, these people who are against crossbreeds. It's somebody who, like, in the 1930s, Klaus tortured. And they were trying to, like, kill wolves. And he was, like, against that, obviously, because he is a wolf. And his name was August. And basically, Hope and Haley. Basically, they're being, like, Haley got kidnapped because she was different. She was an apex predator. She wasn't a vampire. So they made her get rid of her werewolf side, like Klaus's mom did with the same thing, in order to free Hope. But it was a bullshit lie. And that kid Rowan, like, thought his mom was being honest. And he was just doing what his mother said. But, like, he cared about Hope, but he still got her mom killed. So she banned her werewolf side. And then when they try to escape, it's daytime. So Hope gets away, but Haley doesn't, because Haley doesn't have a ring because she never needed one until that point. Klaus and Caroline roll up, and Elijah rolls up right behind them because Elijah's family is connected to this family at that point because he has amnesia.
True, true, true. Okay, yep.
And that's how she dies. They wasted Caroline in that scene, too. It pisses me off because, like, she's all, like, she just, like, takes off after Elijah snaps her neck. She's all about, like, helping her friends and fighting the good fight. And it really pissed me off. Um, But Lucien was a castle, like, I think his last name really, like, I think he gave it to himself to, like, show how strong and, like, castles are strong and they're, like, supposedly indestructible. And I think that's what he wanted. And they're also, like, royalty.
But castles fall all the time and the regime with it. So was his demise at the hands of the Michelsons inevitable?
I guess so. I guess not. No, yes, it was. I don't know. Sure seems that way.
So he set himself up.
Yeah. I think he gave himself that last name, but also the last name of Di Martel means hammer.
Oh.
So I don't really know. I just thought that was cool.
So we talk a lot about Klaus's trauma background, and we make a lot of excuses for why Klaus does what he does and why he is the way that he is. Would you give those same excuses to Lucien?
I mean, yeah, totally. I think that Lucien is very much like, I understand why he did what he did. Like, I have sympathy for both Klaus and Lucien, but, and honestly, they're both pretty sexy, so I'm down with whatever torture they want to put me through. But
and I wonder,
I feel bad for them.
Do we sympathize with Klaus more just because he came on the scene first? I wonder if it were reversed.
No, I think I sympathize with Klaus just a tad bit more because he was actually like abused as a child, and we see it happen, and we see him be treated differently than his siblings, where Lucien was just like didn't want to be a servant, and which sucks too. And like his dad, like he still got to grow up as a kid until he was older. But that does suck. I feel bad for them both. I don't know.
I mean, you make a compelling point. The abuse versus just the born into servitude. Servitude
no,
doesn't inherently have to be like, it's not as traumatic as child abuse.
I mean, it might be. It depends on how they're treating you, but
I mean, yeah, but in Lucien's case, it's not like he was beaten every day.
I don't know if I can justify either one of these things.
In the context of the originals only. But I don't know. It's also, like, what is it? When people who've never had it, when they get power, it goes to their head.
Yeah, I think anybody's power can go to their head. I think whether they had it or not, like, I think even Tristan proves that he's born into power and it goes to his head. He just kills people for fun.
True.
So, like, I think that we all can go a little, I think that's part of this too, is that, like, we can all go over, like, we can all break our morals when we get into a state of power or we have control. We don't always make the right choices.
We don't. I would have liked to see a vampire who did make the right choices.
Yo, I lost this recording like a long time ago.
What do you mean?
I hope it's record. I like closed the tab and I couldn't find it for a second. Is there anything else about him? I don't really think there is. Mm-hmm. Seven Strands of Where... I like that it comes... I do like what they do with Marcel. And I like that he's really the only person to me that would be acceptable to take down the Michelsons other than the Michelsons. Because he is a Michelson. Whether... I mean, he's not, but he is.
Yeah. And I think the only other question is, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Would... Like, I would question if Klaus had never had Aurora, if he had always kept Lucien by his side, would things have played out differently, or would Lucien still be like...
I don't think he would have been a vampire without that happening.
I'm saying even after he turned, like... I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, I feel like Lucien was inevitably going to want more. Like, he just seemed like that type who was never satisfied, and he would always want more.
You think he was greedy?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. He never, I think it comes from his feeling of never feeling like enough because he never got what he wanted. He never got to have dreams. He had to be forced, like, labor upon him.
Yeah, I don't think he ever would have been satisfied with anything.
I think you're probably right. Maybe that's why he had to die. But I love how he, like, walks up to Freya with flowers. Like, I don't know. I hope he wasn't just playing her with her. I think that they really did have a spark. And I think he really does acknowledge that. But I think his, like, world domination was more important to him at that point.
I've always wondered, though, like, I know Freya's, like, super powerful. But, like, I wonder if she's ever felt afraid being in a vampire world.
No. I think she naturally fits in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she naturally fits in, but I just have to wonder if that fear is ever there.
She doesn't seem scared.
No, yeah. I think I still would be a little bit, like, even though I'm incredibly powerful, they still move crazy fast.
Yeah. Do you think there's anything else that we didn't cover?
No. I think we hit all the points.
I think so, too. We talked about, I feel like I'm missing something. Like, what else was it that made them more invincible besides the werewolf venom? Just that they were stronger from the get-go? Like, the upgraded original. Like, not, like, it was kind of like Alaric, but with venom.
I also don't think Lucien really loved Aurora.
You think he was more, like, obsessed with her? And
I don't even know if it was an obsession with her or an obsession of what she represented.
Like, ooh. Like what?
Like a different station to him. So her falling in love with him would take him out of servitude. It meant that he was seen and that he was worthy and superior to be a part of her station.
Maybe. I mean, I can see that. I think that was part of it for sure. And I think that's why he got so crazy.
Yeah.
And like they do have moments. I mean, she kind of like leads him on a little bit with her little flirtatious nature too. And I think that's fucked up.
Yes. But
it is.
But I think sometimes people think that they're in love and it's really just what that person represents to them based on what they want out of their life or how they see that person, what that person can do for them, how they can benefit them.
Yeah, maybe. But I think he also really, I think that's one of the things that's real for him though, because I think that when he was a kid, he felt like this about her before he realized it was, like, not allowed, and I think it was more of, like, the rejection that did this, like, that made all those things true.
So he's an incel, huh? An incel. He did all of this as an incel because he got rejected by a girl and he wanted to take out the Chad.
Yep.
I'm going to watch it again through, like, the lens of, I really, really want to study Lucien and see if I can tell.
Tell what?
About his, like, is it an obsession or is it love? Like, I don't know. I just kind of want to rewatch it and see if I can have a new perspective.
I mean, he definitely, like, risks his life to save Aurora, like, in the Michelsons' home. He does a lot of, like, things he gives her the serum. Maybe it's just a power grab. I don't know. But he was definitely one of the most compelling. And I think it's because he plays it off as their friend and you, like, think that you're supposed to like him and you don't really know. And the whole time you're just like, is he good? Is he bad?
Right.
And he fucking literally could, if it wasn't for, like, Davina being sacrificed, he would have taken them down. And I think that, honestly, because what Marcel is true, I think that Marcel needed to be this because, honestly, inevitably, they would have killed Marcel. Because they don't like anybody. He had to be stronger than them because they're fucking stupid. No offense.
Yeah.
Love them.
But Endgame. I mean, Lucien set up Marcel for Endgame.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's the only thing that saved Marcel's life.
Was that serum?
Yeah. So it's like his brother His brother's creation saved his life.
Yo, when Marcel fucking died.
Oh my god.
When Elijah rips his heart out, I'm just like, I did not expect him to come back. I know everybody in the TVDU comes back, but, like, I was like, oh, my God, he's fucking actually dead, and I, like, bawled. And it, like, literally, I watched it while the episode, like, I watched it, like, it was already aired, and I could, but I had to take a minute and, like, cry mm-hmm. before I could move on. Mm-hmm. And then, thank God he came back in the next episode.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, Marcel's dead, oh, my God. But you know what also this series has made me realize? Everyone looks at Klaus to be the big bad all the time. It's really fucking Elijah.
Yeah, but that's because the writers had to do that. They fucked him over.
Like, Elijah is really the one that people need to be afraid of. Because he's the one that's going to do some fucked up betrayal shit to you.
He's just, like, unpredictable.
Yes. That's the motherfucker you can't trust.
But here's the thing, like, he was written that way to make Klaus look better. Because in the Vampire Diaries, he's not like that.
No, he sticks to his word a little bit more. But also, well, I mean, I guess if they retcon the red door, the Vampire Diaries was not, how he was in the Vampire Diaries is not his true nature.
Yeah, because the red door. You're right. But, like, they did that whole storyline was, like, kind of, like, I feel like it was created to make him look.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it was a total retcon. I personally don't love the red door story. But
me neither.
Whatever. They could have... I know they keep trying to redeem Klaus, and there are other ways that they could have done it without...
sabotaging Elijah?
Yes.
In my conclusion, Lucien was a badass villain. He had a great plan, but his vengeance really got the best of him, and he got beaten by the one thing he didn't have in his life. Love and loyalty, always and forever. Aww. Thank you for being a guest on my show.
Always and forever.
Oh, how sweet of you.
Bye, thanks for listening.